You spent a pretty significant amount of money designing your website, and you've made sure that your clients are leaving fantastic reviews on Google. But still, you think that your website is failing you because you think there should be more of a return on investment. We talk about how that could be true and things you can do to test it and prevent it on today's show. Thanks for listening. We know what it's like to need a website for your company business and to be on a budget. So we've developed a plan that's especially for companies like you. Give us a call, send us an email at home@yourfavoritemedia.com. That's home@yourfavoritemedia.com. I don't know how many times I've heard that our eyes are the windows to our souls. Well, I believe that our websites are our windows to our businesses. And the reason why I say that is because your website isn't supposed to just look pretty and inviting. Your website is supposed to show people what you're offering as an industry, what sets your services apart, experiences that other clients have had with you, and lastly, how to get in touch with you post-haste. Most of the time, people tell me that they are not getting the results that they want from their website, and I ask, well, what criteria did you start with? That usually makes them think, and they say, you know, I didn't really approach it that way. I think I can speak for most entrepreneurs, most small business owners that say, a lot of times we look at building websites so that they look pretty and so that they have our logo, these kinds of things that we think are very important for branding, instead of paying attention to what is this website going to do for my business? What do we want it to do? Do we want people to be able to access us very quickly? Do we want it to talk about the story behind the business so that later on, the more people hear about us, the more likely they are to buy from us? These are all great questions, and we get into them a little bit more. We'll be right back. You're listening to Your Favorite Media. My name is Monica. Thanks for listening. I got an email from Rebecca. This is out of Palo Alto, California. And she had a question about her website and whether or not there are some form of analytics or coding that we can add to a website to see how many phone calls are coming off of the website. Great question. Because you want to be able to measure whether your marketing efforts are making a splash or not. Are you spending $2,000 a month in vain? Are there other ways to divvy up the $2,000 so that you're getting a better return on investment, right? So, Rebecca, to answer your question, yes. There are different ways to do that depending on your website build out. If you have a WordPress site or Joomla, there's usually a plugin that can do that. If you're using Google My Business, you can use the statistics off of that as well. There's a tracking code that they'll issue that you can plug into your website's code. But if you need more information about that, feel free to email us at home@yourfavoritemedia.com. Okay, so we were talking about websites and how you know if they're failing your business. Now, we touched on this before. If your website is taking too long to load for mobile, which is tablet, phone, any of those devices, or even desktop, then more than likely you're losing business because I know I'm guilty of it. If I'm clicking on something that I really want to read in that moment and it takes me to an ad page or it takes forever to load, I press the back arrow and I do my search again or click on something else, right? I don't know if you guys do that as well, but I do know that consumer behavior statistically follows that same pattern, right? So you want to make sure that your websites load and you can do several free tests on unloading time. If you have questions about that, send me an email as always, and I'm happy to give you links to some reputable sites where you can test your website. What else? Also, call to action. You guys, if you're spending money on a beautiful website, make sure there's a call to action on the front page. Wherever people are landing, make sure they can get in touch with you via phone, email. A contact form is okay, but honestly, how often do you or your front desk people respond to a contact form? I've shared this multiple times. You have to respond to a contact form, which is a lead, within 24 hours. It's even better if you do it immediately, within the hour. That's your best chance of snagging that person as a client or a customer. And unfortunately, a lot of these websites are beautiful, but the load time is slow. And on top of that, the call to action is difficult. You have to click on the contact us page, and it's usually a contact form. Don't do that, or do that, but also maybe get a chat bot that loads on your front page and it goes straight to your front desk person. And lastly, if your website is not giving you the results that you want, a lot of times it has to do with your front desk people. The reason why I say that is because I've been at some of my clients' offices when the phone rings and it's someone waiting to make an appointment. And the front desk person blows it because there's no sense of urgency. Instead of offering an opportunity to do a morning and an afternoon appointment or accommodating the person, they usually stop after there's a couple of rejections, and then the person gets off the phone saying, "I'll call back when I get my schedule," etc. There's so many tactics to how to close a sale. And by that, I just mean how to get someone to make an appointment with you or how to make someone purchase whatever it is you're selling, right? This is what your websites are for. And so if you're investing in your website, make sure that the person that's answering your phone knows how to make that sale. And you can email me. I have a couple of special podcasts that are very specifically that. We can put you in touch with somebody that can train your front desk people. But seriously, don't invest in a fantastic website and hosting package and marketing and all of that if your front desk people are not trained. Oftentimes, this is what happens with a website that's not working for a company. The load time is slow, call to action isn't there, and the front desk people aren't doing what needs to happen in order to convert that. All right, thanks so much for listening. I hope it's helpful. My name is Monica.